You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'm going to make a note. You and I need to do a segment at some point on the Alexa device.
Yeah.
And the large disagreement I had with my spouse this weekend over that robot.
Yeah.
And it was comical, except she was serious.
Oh, really?
I'm laughing, and she's... I'm going to make a note. We need to talk about...
Alexa. Fighting over Alexa.
Yeah. Let's do a trending report. What's trending? Okay, sports-wise, let's get the local stuff out of the way quickly. Nuggets beat the Pistons last night here in Denver. Now the Nuggets have to make the trip to Detroit for the home-and-home series. That game will be tomorrow night. And the Chicago Blackhawks will be at Ball Arena tonight for a game against... The Avalanche. The Avalanche are unbeatable right now.
Doing great, yeah.
Unbeatable. Puck drops at 7 o'clock tonight. All right, now to football. Even Jeremy was absolutely flabbergasted at the NFL playoff weekend. If you're not a fan, bear with us. This could be one of those weekends where it would take people who, like Jeremy, who are not necessarily fans, but still
I enjoyed
snare
the spectacle
your attention.
Of it. Yeah, I just enjoyed the game.
So it's probably the greatest weekend of playoff football ever, and possibly the greatest weekend of any pro sports playoff. Four games, all four of them came down to the wire. And when I mean come down to the wire, the first three were all won with a walk-off field goal as time expired.
Yep.
All of the first three. I don't even know what the odds of that would be.
It's so exciting. And that's the way it should be with these playoff games, I think.
I think you're right. Now, I have to admit that one of the teams that lost is my team. And I was very sad that they are now broomed out of the playoffs again. But I had to admit, exciting. Then, last night, holy crap. I missed the first quarter of the game, but I watched 2, 3, 4 and overtime. Yes, it went to overtime. And I don't know what to say about those two quarterbacks. Josh Allen, Wyoming, University of Wyoming boy. He's not from Wyoming, but he played college ball just to the north of us, the University of Wyoming. And then Patrick Mahomes battling with like three touchdowns scored in the last or four within touchdowns scored
within minutes
within
know.
A couple of minutes.
One of them was it within seconds, you know.
Yeah, and then Patrick Mahomes trailing gets the ball with 13 seconds and it only takes them two plays to get in field goal range where they sent the game to overtime.
And then Brady making the big comeback with the Buccaneers. You know, he's just so calm and cool. He's just sitting there, you know, he's like, I got this.
Yeah.
And they came back, and the Rams came back to win it with a field goal. But
yeah, again, on the last play. So just an insane weekend of sports. You know, and there's all this talk about, well, you know, what's going to happen now with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady? Are they going to retire?
Every year.
Watching the game last night with those two young studs, my answer to Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady is, I don't care.
There's more other guys that are a lot of fun to watch, right?
Yeah, I mean, there is a new guard now, and the new guard is playing very well remarkably entertaining.
But yet Brady was on point again. I mean, he brought it. He came back. They were like down by three touchdowns or something, weren't they? And they came back and...
Yeah, he's
still
spectacular.
Fantastic.
And Aaron Rodgers is probably going to win the MVP. So it's not like those guys suck.
And side note, NFL overtime rules suck.
See, we can't talk about that. I'm in agreement with almost everybody who says in regular season, who cares? But in the playoffs, I also agree both teams should get a shot
chance
with the ball. You know, and if they both score,
then keep going
in their
give
first
them a whole
possession.
Quarter. Give them a whole quarter.
Then
to play.
You can go to sudden death.
Yeah, or that. There you go.
You know, so let each team have it once, regardless if the first team gets a touchdown.
Yeah,
let them both
sucks.
Have it. And if they both score touchdowns, then you can play sudden death, as long as they've both had one chance.
Because both those teams, KC and the Bills last night, were on point, and they didn't even get a chance to rebuttal the Bills. Anyway.
Were you pulling for one over the other?
I really wasn't because I'm not invested in any NFL team at all. It was just like, cool, may the best man, best team win. And they were just so both. All those teams were so fun to watch. I didn't care who won. I was jumping off the couch a few times, you know, when they were coming back.
Yeah.
And Nicole looked up at me. She's like, who are you right now?
Yeah, like a pod person has inhabited your body.
She liked it. She liked it a lot. She's like, you're into this.
I know we have a whole bunch of people listening who are Kansas City Chiefs fans. I get it. Don't be mad. But I was pulling for Buffalo. I just wanted to see that franchise.
Yeah, it's something different.
Finally,
right?
Go and be able to win a Super Bowl because they're 0-4 in Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And especially with the Wyoming Cowboy at quarterback, I was like, yeah, let's pull for those guys.
Good. He's really good. Oh, sports.
All right, enough about that. You know how it's. Always been in vogue to kind of blame your parents if you've done something wrong or if you've got like an issue with something. Well, it's my parents' fault. Well, now there's a new study that's going to lift the responsibility from your parents and place it squarely on the shoulders of your grandparents. It's a new study that says if you have excess body fat, you can blame specifically your grandpa.
Huh.
Because he started smoking early. There's some sort of weird study that says people with excess body fat tend to have grandfathers who started smoking before they turned 13. So now people are going to start making phone calls. Hey, Mom, did Grandpa smoke?
When did Grandpappy start smoking?
Did he start? Oh, yeah.
Because I got a front butt going on that won't go away.
That's exactly right. So now, the study doesn't know why this is, but it says it's kind of sounding the alarm that some of the poor choices you're making today will not only impact you, but perhaps your children and even your grandchildren.
There you go. Put down the smoke.
So cut it out. What else is trending?
Here's your crap on celebrities. A bunch of celebrity stuff happened over the weekend. Arnold Schwarzenegger was involved in a pretty bad car accident in Los Angeles on Friday. His GMC Yukon SUV ended up on top of two other cars, a Prius and a Porsche. This almost sounds like a Schwarzenegger movie, honestly. Witnesses say the woman driving the Prius was bleeding heavily from her head. She ended up going to the hospital. No word yet on her condition. Arnold, of course, appeared to be unhurt, and police think it was his fault. So,
okay.
I mean, if you saw the pictures, his car was on top of the other two. Yeah, looked like his fault.
Jeremy, is it time to take Arnold's keys away from him?
It might be time.
How old is he?
He's 70-something. Seems like he's pretty coherent still, though.
He's going to turn 75 in just a few months.
He's sneaking up on it. A couple celebrity deaths over the weekend. Meat Loaf passed away. The singer died Thursday, age of 74. COVID complications now that they are saying. I had one Meat Loaf CD, Bad Outta Hell 2, and it was just for that one goofy song, I Would Do Anything for Love. That's the only song I know of Meat Loaf's. I know nothing else.
Oh, really?
And I knew he was
in
Fight
Club.
You don't
know 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad and Paradise by the Dashboard Lights? You don't know any of those?
No, I'd maybe have to hear them. Not a big Meat Loaf fan.
There's talk that Bad Outta Hell, the original, has sold over 40 million copies.
Dang, dude had bank then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I will say it felt a little awkward reading all the stories about him and all the tributes and just continuing to read the name Meat Loaf because it just was kind of funny reading these posts about his life and his name, you know, Meat Loaf. What was his real name? Is that
His original name was Marvin, I believe, and then he had it legally changed to Michael. He went from Marvin to Michael to Meat Loaf.
Yeah. I saw Weber Grill Company stepped in it by releasing a meatloaf recipe on Friday just after the news broke.
Oh, boy.
And they called that a bit of an oversight. Whoopsie. And then comedian Louis Anderson lost his battle.
Couldn't it have just been a tribute?
Yeah, I think they actually just posted a meatloaf recipe by mistake.
Yeah, but even if they had meant to,
yeah,
why would that be
couch it
bad?
As a tribute. Yeah, yeah.
Say, my God, he passed away. We loved him. Let's do a meatloaf recipe.
Louis Anderson passed away on Friday, too.
Yeah.
Funny comedian. Iconic voice. You know, you're not there anymore. Funny comedian, though. Really funny guy. Some users of the iPhone 13s are reporting pink screen issues. I don't know if you guys have been dealing with this. Random pink screen problems, making it impossible to use the phone without restarting it. Your screen goes boop, all pink, and you can't do anything about it unless you reboot, or your phone will crash on its own and then start rebooting. Apple says it is a software bug. They're working to fix it. They say, in the meantime, back up all your data immediately on an iPhone 13.
Are we being hacked?
We might be being hacked, or there just could be an Apple glitch going around right now.
I actually took the first steps this weekend to finally getting a new phone.
Finally. Good. You need it.
And it's not because my 6, there's anything wrong with it. Mm-hmm. It's just that it won't accept the new iOS updates.
Yep.
And
yep.
So all the software vulnerable that use is like... You're not able to update it anymore.
Yeah, yeah. That's smart, though. Then you get on 5G, and you can have wicked fast speeds. And
what? And a pink screen.
And a pink screen,
buddy. I never get a pink screen with the 6.
Anything else I want to tell you about? This is kind of a fun story about making sure you check your email spam, like right now. A woman in Michigan named Laura was looking through her spam folder for a missing email from a friend, and she came across a notification that she had won the lottery. And everyone's like, yeah, sure, I get a lot of those messages too. Well, it turns out it was actually legit. She had purchased a Mega Millions ticket with the Michigan Lottery website for a drawing 3 weeks ago. She matched 5 numbers to win $1 million. And then she had the Megaplier thing that like multiplies it, and they multiplied it by 3. And so she had essentially won $3 million, and they were emailing her to say, hey, come claim your prize. She was smart, though. She didn't click the email right away thinking it was spam. She went over to the Michigan Lottery account to see if it was the real deal, and sure enough, it was.
Wow.
She's added them to her saved senders list now, just in case it happens again. Smart move, lady. That's cool. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Go on over there and click on the story about a guy who asked to decorate his cubicle at his new job, and he created an elaborate rustic cabin out of his cubicle. It's really cool. It's got wood finishes, stuffed animal heads on the walls, fake fireplace, and a decal of an open window looking out to a peaceful lakeside. And it's really, really well done. And the boss at this place, where is he working? Simple Modern, whatever that is, liked it so much, he's going to give everybody a decoration budget for their cubicles and let people do whatever they want with their cubes. And I like this.
Crazy.
They're going to get it to customize them. I like it a lot. So check out the cabin cubicle on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.